Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual mentor, coach, and founder of Heart to Heart Coaching. Welcome. It is Sunday. The time has fallen back. And it's November 6th. And it's 10, well, now it's 10:02. But this is a 10 o'clock show. For planetary healing and harmony, I will be leading a guided meditation. And it is one that is shared with me from the Cosmosis Mentoring Academy. I am very, very grateful for this meditation. It has helped me quite a lot in my life, and I hope it's helped the planet as well. That is certainly my intention, and that is the intention of the meditation. So many of us are experiencing tension, heartbreak, heartache, just confusion as to what to do, even like, and especially as we come into this election time, where we have two options for candidates that are really, wait a minute, you know, in my right mind, would I vote for either of these people who are saying these things? Well, of course. They're not both saying things that are horrible. It's just, you know, your record follows you. No matter what you do, it does. So, and your who you hang out with, who you're connected to, what you said, you know, what you do. All that stuff. I mean, it can be cleared up for sure. Nothing is ever over. Well, I guess if you die, it's over for this life. But, you know, we're not done. The universe kindly, the source, give us all kinds of chances to do overs. Now, the do overs, you know, whatever we do comes with consequences. It isn't like, oh, okay, I messed up big time, started a war. Oh, well, I'll be love. I'll start over tomorrow, and I will just be very loving. There's a bit more to it than that. Whatever energy you put out, you do get to clean up in one way or another. So that isn't for me to decide. I'm just letting you know what my experience has been, what my knowledge has been, and what my experience has been. So you can have all the good intentions in the world. If it doesn't follow through as a good intention, Well, that's something that you get to clear up. And if it is, you have good intentions and it does follow through as a good intention, there is more love in the world as a result of your actions, your presence. Wow, so much the better for you. So, you know, and that's in a many different ways of looking at it, you know, spiritually, spiritual growth and advancement and more authentic self. You may or may not have a clearer, better, whatever you call a better life on the ground. You might just get more stuff to clear. I you know, I'm not in charge of those things. I'm just like walking the walk as a fellow traveler. I'm behind a lot of people. It really doesn't really matter to me where I am in the line. I just want to be doing the best that I can do to expand into my greatest, brightest, clearest, lightest potential as a spirit, grounding love on the planet, as a spirit in form. So hopefully better and better every day. That's my intention. So if your heart is breaking in because of what you're seeing and feeling in the world, you're not alone. On the planet, we're part of a collective consciousness, and wherever you're living and what country you're in, you're part of that collective. You know, we're part of the planetary collective, and we are, whether we want to be or not, part of the decision-making process of this country. And if you're in the United States, or whatever country you're in, but I'm in the United States, I'm in Oregon, wherever you are, you're contributing, even if you're not actively contributing. If you say, well, I'm not going to do anything, I'm not going to vote at all, because I don't want to vote. There's nobody to vote for. That's still voting, as we know. That's in terms of your own growth, that's a negative, because you have to put energy out. You have to like put something out toward your learning and toward your expansion. So even if you vote incorrectly, or for someone that's, you know, turns out to be the worst choice ever, you know, you took a chance, and at expanding and doing better. So if you're just standing in the old ways of your own self of going, well, nope, nothing, or obviously voting for someone that's going to cause harm, that you know would cause harm, then, you know, that's not going to be for your expansion and growth. So, moving on. Those of us who are desiring to heal, to give back to the planet, planetary being, those of us who are reaching for something new, sick of the old ways of, you know, separating, backbiting, and the lust for power, you know, those of us who are over loving power and being, and loving having that position of power over, would like to be powerfully loving. There is a way. There's more than one way, of course. There is a path. And I have a little piece of it right here. Because we give back. When we give back to the planet, you know, to our true intentions, not like, well, if I give to you, then I'm going to get that. That's very conditional. You can grow your love for the planet through this meditation. You don't, if it's not really truly there. And that's what you have to be honest about yourself, because I don't know that. But you can, yeah, you can grow your love. And you'll feel it more and more the more you do the meditation. You'll continue to feel it, and it will deepen. Just like anything else that you care for. You do it routinely. You're caring. You may not know the person at all. I mean, I just started tutoring someone who, you know, was a nice person, but as I work with him, I have more and more desire to care for him and see that I give my best to my effort and help him wake up those sleeping parts in himself that just feel like he can't do it. And perhaps he cannot, but there's other parts of him that that can grow new. So that's the exciting thing about it all. All right, so taking a look at what we contribute to disharmony is what it would be, whatever we do that is less than unconditionally loving, which means that if you're expecting something back when you give out, that would be conditional. It's a transaction. Like, you know, you're buying something, you get money back. Or even maybe you're working for someone, you know, it's the same kind of thing. It's a transaction. Unconditional love is you're giving love. You know, sometimes I feel like I have to. This isn't meant to be held onto. It's like, there's really, I could tell this is supposed to move through me. I'm not supposed to take this. There's things where you know that's true in your life. Come across a bunch of money that wasn't yours. Maybe you were supposed to take it to the next station for the person to drop it. I don't know. Something like that. Something like that. There's a lot of love that can be channeled through your body. And in the meantime, this meditation helps you clear up your own channels as well. So you're helping the earth clear and you're clearing your own channels. So I'm gonna get to it. Get yourself into a comfy space. I hope you're in a private space right now. A comfy chair where your back is straight, or lying down, not sleeping. Often we'll do this meditation with my eyes wide open. So you can, you know, I sometimes do parts of it while I'm driving. So, yeah, it's not necessarily a fall asleep or go to sleep to meditation, to the words of it. It's be very conscious, because there's things that you do. You visualize as I'm speaking. And I have to say that the more you practice it, the easier it becomes and the stronger it comes in when you hear the words. Okay. You can sit quietly. Bring yourself fully here. Bring your thoughts fully here. Perhaps focus on your body, of where you're sitting, what it feels like to have your butt in the chair or your back against the chair. Feel that. Feel your feet touching the floor. Just come right on in and let your body help you do that. And then just breathe gently in and out. You might want to exhale out fully whatever you got in there. And then have a slow and long inhale, and then exhale out without breathing. And we'll do that for 5 rounds. Inhale in, and exhale out without breathing at your own pace. And if I start talking before you're ready, well, keep on till you get that 5. Okay. So if you have a clear quartz crystal, then place it in your left hand and hold it in the region of your throat chakra. The crystal will serve to amplify and intensify the healing effect of this meditation. And by the way, remember to clean your crystals at least weekly. because they do tend to accumulate disharmonious energies over time. So let's begin by closing your eyes and visualizing yourself way out in space orbiting the planet Earth, looking down upon the Earth, spinning upon its axis. Visualize a beam of pure white light emanating from the center of the brow and shining down upon the Earth. Now combine this light with a feeling of unconditional love welling up from the center of your breast. See any darkened areas upon the planet beginning to light up as you feel the Earth being freed from the chains of fear. Focus now this light, charged with unconditional love, upon the mineral kingdom of the Earth, then the David kingdom, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, the kingdom of humanity, and then the kingdom of souls. Relate now in loving enlightenment with all these kingdoms upon the planet, each with an equally important necessary role within the scheme of all that is upon the planet and all that will be and has been upon the planet. Now send the love and light to any situation, circumstance, or anyone you know to be in need of healing, or anyone you have whom you have ill feeling towards, or they towards you. This reduces and ultimately eliminates any negative energy which is flowing towards you and frees you from the chains of the past. You must will yourself to send this love unconditionally. Use that word, unconditionally, and without expectation of return. All of this energy ultimately returns to you as healing energy and enlightenment. Complete this segment with the following invocation. I call upon the spirits of light to stand at the doorway to my soul. Protect me from the forces of darkness and deception, and guide me upon the pathway of love, light, and truth. I now commit myself to the light. God is within all that is. God is within me. God within grows strong. Visualize now a great flame of violet light totally surrounding and interpenetrating the beloved Earth. After several minutes of holding this image consciously, direct the flame to any trouble spots on the planet, such as sites of military conflict and environmental catastrophe. See and feel this conflict resolving into harmony, cleansing and aligning and purifying the conflict upon the planet, so we may enter into an age of enlightenment. Free from the intense competitive struggle for existence. Now concentrate the flame and send it down to yourself on the planet's surface. Its purifying, refining action cleanses you of that which prevents you from freely expressing that which you truly are in essence. Draw the flame in through the crown chakra high atop the head. Draw the flame then into each chakra in turn, working down the spine. Upon reaching the base chakra, feel the flame flood into the entire bloodstream to cleanse the physical body of all disharmony. Feel now the flame moving up and out into the subtle bodies of the auric field. So feel the flame in your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your relationship body. Feel the flame cleansing the etheric, then emotional, then the mental bodies, to finally reach and flood into the soul. Complete this segment with the following affirmation. I am all that I am, one with the universal mind, one with the source of all life. I am one with all life forms, and they are one with me. I am love. I am light. I am truth. I am peace. I am. In that which I am, I now call forth the light of the teachers of the spiritual planes and beyond. And I refuse all communications which originate upon the astral plane. I am. This meditation attunes you to the universal energies which are pouring into the planet to heal and to restore loving harmony to our beloved sphere. As we serve as a channel for these healing energies, so do we also transform ourselves into beings of love and light. Feel yourself present in this moment, grounded, yet feeling lighter. Although within the body, feeling lighter, encapsulated in love, loving balance. See yourself now surrounded by protective, nurturing bubble of light, tinged with deep royal blue. All of your energy centers functioning harmoniously. Feel more stable. And now, returning to normal consciousness, enhanced by the light, the love, and the peace. May love restore the balance. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes. If they've been closed. This is a tool to have as you're living on the planet today. Just as we expect people to recycle so that it doesn't get run over with our stuff, and as much as it can, mulches back the earth and nourishes it and returns to the planet so that people, grandchildren, us, grandparents, so that animals, minerals, devas, humans, everyone on the planet can have a place to be and come to higher consciousness. So let's take care of the planet. Let's take care of ourselves, and let's take care of the planet. We've known to recycle. This is a new way to recycle. We're going to recycle our funky energy that comes just in our daily process of living and growing. There is no blame here. There's no judgment. We're simply going to clear it up, clean it up. That's it. And see how wonderful it feels to feel that clean space in ourselves and keep doing it. And so we'll be led to, you know, whatever is our journey to be on, to come closer to our own true, authentic self. And that is what all our yearning is about. Every time we reach out for something to satisfy that yearning, which we often will think it's another person, and that there can be another person who really brings us to really see that's what we need. That's what we really want, to connect with that yearning inside, that deeper love inside. And, you know, sorry, humans. It's far beyond scope of human love. Much deeper. Unbounded, unfettered. Don't have to do anything for it. Just connect with it. Quit doing what you're doing. Drop what you're doing to compensate for not having it. Clean all that stuff up. And the more you do, the more the love that's yours for real, for true, forever is there. Okay. So I hope as you go forward, you know, I'm just going to drop my little 2 cents about the election, that if you know that you're voting against your conscience, vote your conscience. You know, it may not be the person that you want to vote for or you think will win, but at least you didn't give your true self, you didn't give your energy to something that was not you. You know, I just refuse to do that. So you don't have to do that. That's what I'm doing. Just have a thought about that, really. Ponder on that. What's it like to just really be who you are in every moment? To just give out who you are, what's really you. It might be different in the next moment, but in this moment, being truly here in this moment, what do you truly feel? You know, if there's a lot there, well then, hey, I did say at the beginning, I'm a spiritual mentor and coach. And my focus is self-mastery for beginners. So if you're at beginning stages and going, I'm not really sure what to do or what path to go, I support you and actually do some teaching with those beginning steps that are suitable to any path. Every path will have foundation steps. And the foundation steps are important because as you grow, you got to be able to support the new, the expanded consciousness. And where you are right now will not support an expanded consciousness, I tell you that. Yeah, everything I'm saying to you is like out of my experience here. So, Self-Mastery for Beginners is a series of classes, again, that were donated, given to us. Well, no, those were given to they were given by the Cosmosis Mentoring Academy for us to share with the public. Self-Mastery for Beginners is this is the name that I've given to the title of those classes, because that's what it is. It's beginning mastery, beginning control of oneself. All right, so hope you feel better. I do. Thank you for your time and attention. I'd like to thank Mr. Rupert Gunther for his music. It's called Gratitudes, from the album Gratitude, you heard in the background. Let's talk again next week. Heart to heart. I'm your host, Linda Lawson.